heard speakers talk about judges and the judicial system doing a good job, and I'm going to use that, I think that's what the words were, with the resources that we have. And I take that as a compliment, not only for myself, but also for the other judges that I deal with on a regular basis. But we're not doing a complete job, because there are many people in our society that appear in front of us as judges without lawyers, without assistants, without knowledge, without any life experiences that suggest they will have, as the case law says, a meaningful opportunity to be heard. What is a meaningful opportunity to be heard? Self-represented folks are not equally created. We oftentimes have, particularly in the family matter, where a couple are getting divorced and they're disputing the children and their division of property. It is not uncommon to have the power person manipulating the person that is not in power. It's generally the man is manipulating the wife to the significant detriment of justice. Assets are not being divided fairly. Children are not being being placed appropriately. The legal standard to assure that each parent has a meaningful opportunity to have a relationship with the child is not happening. Litigants are not equal in their ability. I can tell you a fun example where I just appointed a lawyer for a lady that has been fighting with her ex-husband for 10 years. Because the case is still pending and I must be sensitive about commenting on a case that's pending, even though I do not preside over the case. This man, this respondent in the divorce, has been able to frustrate his ex-wife over $100,000 of unpaid child support, maintenance, and property division for 11 years. And I just appointed a lawyer for that lady, and then it recused. This fella has collaterally attacked the divorce judgment, any number of cases. He's a shrewd sort, and he has had lawyers throughout the years where the lawyers that he hired could accomplish service against her for specific issues, but when she wanted to go back to court, he did not ever authorize his lawyer to accept service. That took me a long time. It took a long time for a couple reasons, most of which was the fact that he and his lawyers took my decisions to the Court of Appeals two or three times in District 3, and I was always affirmed. That took delay. And that primarily was the reason why she was not able to obtain justice. It hasn't yet that I know of, because the case still pends. It's now in front of a different judge. The Constitution requires that a litigant, whether they be rich or poor, has a meaningful opportunity to present their case. You heard these folks talk about the funding problems. You heard them talk about where grants and aids ought to go. But the circuit judges in Washington, in the state of Wisconsin, certainly in Washburn County, is only circuit judges in the state of Wisconsin have the inherent authority to appoint lawyers in rare cases to represent those folks that really do need assistance. This is a lightning rod, because this will cost money. Gideon versus Wainwright authorized or commanded judges where a person's liberty is at stake. We judges have to appoint a lawyer to represent the functional indigent, those folks that do not have money or do not qualify for public defender assistance. We are obligated to appoint lawyers in those cases where there's crime involved, where a person has a possibility of going to jail for a failure to pay child support, for mental commitments, those sort of things. Potential TPR cases, there's a number of cases in the state of Wisconsin that clearly suggest that judges ought to appoint lawyers for the parents, because there are such significant property and personal interest involved, mostly personal liberty interest. There is no such law, command, guideline for judges to appoint lawyers, someone that can provide that necessary representation for a meaningful presentation of the facts from their side or their view of those facts to a judge. Should this be in every case? Probably not, because quite frankly, I don't know where the money will come from if those members and the representative and the senator is going to ask me, where's the money coming from? I don't know, except in those rare cases where civil Gideon comes into play, the county board will pay, because that's what the Constitution requires, a meaningful opportunity. And under the separation of powers, as I view it, and others do as well, the court has the inherent authority to appoint lawyers to represent people where the need is there. There are a number of factors that circuit judges need to apply. Those factors, I would submit that the commission recommend that judges that are faced with these issues, where there are disparate abilities between the various litigants, that judges consider not only in just looking at the litigants as they appear, but in those cases similar to ones that I recently experienced, the process where one party clearly has overmatched the other, and in those cases make the appropriate inquiry and then appoint a lawyer or lawyers to represent the person that needs it, so as to even the playing field. Now, I do not have an answer for the question that may arise. What if neither party is represented by a lawyer, and judge, you appoint a lawyer for one, do you need to appoint a lawyer for the other? In my 15 years as a judge, I have not been faced with that circumstance yet. I will tell you, I look at these cases on a case-by-case analysis, and if I come to the conclusion someday that both of these lawyers, both of these parties need a lawyer for a fair presentation, then I will probably do that. And I'm trusting that there are some county board members up there. I see some representatives and at least one senator. The county will have to pay, and then we will encourage by court order that the parties reimburse the county. That's my view of access to justice. If people are not provided a meaningful opportunity to present their version of the event, then judges will make mistakes because they only hear one side of the story, and in my book, that is not justice.